So Shalom Boker Tov, we are on page Kuf Tet Zayin. We are in the Ari, we're reading the section Hey, which is the subject Habina de Atzilut Mavira Lezon Or HaChochma. We said first En Sof Hitlabesh Be'Or Chochma and came into the Keter and Chokhmah of Olam Atzilut, Keter and Chokhmah of Olam Atzilut, and that Chokhmah is the one that we call Hakol B'Chokhmah Sita, and from that Chokhmah, it goes next, has to go all the way down. If Hakol B'Chokhmah Sita, it has to go all the way down to Eser Sefirot, goes to next Sefira called Bina of Olam Atzilut. And right here, we discuss that it is Bina and the light that comes within Bina. And by the way, there is a three section to Bina. That means three type of Bina. That's why Milui of Aleph K Yud K is three types. In any case, it says when it goes to Bina of Atzilut, Bina of Atzilut acts as a Ma'avar. It's over through Bina, but however she puts some limitation, but some libushim, some covering. Boker Tov lichvod Rav, tasim et ha-master ve-tilchatz enter. It's copy mukhan. Vakasha. So, let's understand, read again exactly what this Bina does, because Bina is the one that sets the creation, it's the mother nature, really is the source of the nature. So it says the following: Habina de Bria Mavira Lezon Or Habina. And the Bina, same place, so Bina of Atzilut really sends the light, Mavira et Ora Chochma, to Bria in reality. And then Bria, what it does, Bria as well, Bina of Bria, Mavira etze, exactly like Bina of Atzilut, Mavira etle Zon, the Zachar v'Nukva, that means Zerampim v'Malchut of Olam Bria. Now let's understand what that means. He says, "Ve'im tema," and if we say, "Im ken zerampin ve'nukva de atzilut ve'bria kulam shavim," he says, "Okay, if bina of atzilut mavira, it lets the light go through for zerampin and malchut of atzilut, and bina of bria allows the same light of chokhmah to go through Zerampin and Malchut, these two should be
even,
equal, the same. Because this is Bina Mavira, the Or of Chochmah, to Bina of Bria, and Bina of Bria Mavira straight to Zerampin and Malchut. And Kulam Shavim, Ki Kulam Mekablim Mi Bina Da Atzilut. In reality, they all receive from Bina of Atzilut. Ve'yesh Lomar Ki Kvar Bi'anu. Ki Zerampin Ve'nukva Mekablim Or HaChochma Atzmo. And before we said that Zerampin Malchut of Atzilut, they received the Chochma, because we said Hakol B'Chochma Asita. Ki Kulam B'Chochma Asita. Ve'ein Mo'il Lahem HaBina Rak Lema'avar Ba'alma. And Bina is not really affecting and causing any changes in the light. That means in the aviyut of the light, she doesn't change. She allows the Chokhmah to go through as Chokhmah. Ach achare hasilut nasa Bina. Only after ha'atzilut nasa Bina masach umalbush gamur. After Olam Atzilut, that means when Malchut of Atzilut finishes, that is true. Zerampin and Malchut of Atzilut, they receive the light from the Chokhmah of Atzilut. But after Atzilut finishes, that means after Malchut of Atzilut gets established, Bina of Atzilut puts a Masach. And what this Masach is? Masach v'malbush gamur. It's a Masach that creates a libush michitzoniut hakli shel Bina Atzilut. We know that every vessel has interior and has exterior. She takes from the exterior of this kli of Bina of Atzilut and creates a masach in between Malchut of Atzilut and Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, and the rest of the world. What this masach essentially does, that the or ends off in no form or shape to be able to go down, to stop the Or Ein Sof, because Or Ein Sof hitlabesh bechokhmah, went into Keter Chokhmah of Atzilut, and so did went to Bina, and Zeir Anpin and Malchut. Now this Chokhmah that is libush of Ein Sof cannot go any more further than the Malchut of Atzilut.
Now, can we ask a question?
Yes.
You said that this masach, which is on Bina,
not on Bina. Bina creates this masach,
right.
And.
Did you read last week that is Sotum, that is blocked, that is posed?
What it poses really? The Keter. It poses the Ein Sof, because Keter is the Ein Sof. Is Masach, the Shoresh, it's made of the Chitzoniut of the Kili of Bina of Atzilut.
Okay. Can you explain that?
Yes.
And we
go to that.
If this is for that purpose, so the Masach, which is also on Malchut of Atzilut, that also blockage the Oren Sof to come in further down from Malchut of Atzilut as well.
Say that again.
The Malchut of Atzilut also don't let the Or Chokhmah to come down from Atzilut further.
It's not the Malchut, it's the Bina who creates this Masach and doesn't allow it. Because Malchut by itself has to lead Pashet, has to continue the light. But here Bina of Atzilut does not allow that even Malchut to continue any Chokhmah further up. That's not true.
So what's the difference?
That's not true. That's not true at all. You will realize right now, that's not true. Malchut doesn't stop the light to go on. That's not true. Malchut creates an Or Chozer in order to receive the light and in order to turn around and make a Mina Uba for expansion. There's expansion, there's continuity for Malchut. Malchut continues. She doesn't receive it herself, but she turns around and continues it further down. So the Bina of Atzilut causes that Malchut cannot do to continue the Chokhmah.
Okay.
The Chokhmah, that Chokhmah that it labesh be'or Ein Sof, in reality stops the Or Ein Sof to continue. Stops it right at the Malchut of Atzilut.
On the Malchut of Bina, there is no
specific. At first not. At first not. At first she allows, but what she says, she allows derech halon v'nekev tzar. She doesn't changes any zivug daka. She doesn't make any zivug daka with the light, but however she creates a halon, and she says, you want to go through the same light, go through the halon. Right, now they are different masachim. Those are the different blockages, so to speak. The different masach is different constriction, different gvulim.
Different function?
Of course, it's for other reasoning. Don't forget that now this light has to be what Bina did. Bina realized why Bina of Atzilut came to what? To understanding that the Olam of Atzilut was created in order to do the tikkun of Olam Nekudim, which was previously in the Keter happened. The Shevirat Keilim happened in the Keter. And the whole purpose was to really correct the tikkun of Olam Kadmon. Samech lirogotcha. Okay? ועל ידי מסך זה מקבלים כל העשר ספירות דבריה את האור האינסוף. So there is a מסך. After Malchut of Atzilut, that dictates how Bria to receive the light, what kind of a quality of the light to receive. Okay? Or Ensof to come down under the circumstances. It doesn't allow the Or Ensof continuously doesn't stop it. No. If you go to Malchut of Atzilut, you can tap into it. And we are allowed, we are privyed, but there is a condition to do that.
And now you're saying the same thing is happening in Bina. So what I'm trying to find out, what is the difference between this?
But the Malchut of Ein Sof will not receive unless the light goes through Bina of Atzilut. Malchut of Atzilut does not receive any light unless first goes to the Bina of Atzilut. So he says, when Bina of Atzilut waits, that the light to go through her, to go to Zerampin veMalchut of Atzilut, she waits. After it gone to Malchut of Atzilut, then she takes out of the exterior aspect of herself, of Bina, of exterior, we're going to discuss what it is, she creates a new Masach, and she puts it under the Malchut of Atzilut. So Or HaKeter not to continue, Or Ein Sof not to continue Bilu Malchut. That's over. Now, let's read the continuation. This is becomes very clear. Look at the next section, Vav. Zerampin de Beria mavira le malchut et aora bina. Now, up till now was Bina. After Bina finishes, the next aviut is Beria. Beria is Bichinat Bet, is the light of Bichinat Bet. And then up till it comes to Zerampin of Bria. Zerampin of Bria has a view of Aleph in order to get the light, in order to create Olam Yetzirah. Malchut of Olam Yetzirah, there he makes the light of Shoresh in order to create Olam Asiya. Now let's understand this. It's this transition, if we go through it, which is a little bit, it's not that difficult, is to understand how Atzilut was created. The whole purpose is to understand this Olam Tikkun called Olam Atzilut. Who behaves what? And what light they have. If we understand the Olam Atzilut, then we have understood everything that comes after, which is called Bria Yetzira Asiya and Olam Hazeh. Because all depends to the Olam Atzilut. All is depends to understanding of Olam Atzilut. Again, we know only one thing, that there was an Or Keter, which comes from Olam Kadmon, which we, right now we are not discussing. We take that granted, that Or Ein Sof came to a Keter. When we say Keter is Or Ein Sof, this Keter hitlabesh bechokhmah and came to the 10 Sefirot of Atzilut, came to the Keter of Atzilut, Chokhmah of Atzilut, and this Chokhmah is that Chokhmah that we refer as Hakol Bechokhmah Asita. Now, what is this Hakol? Tuesday we said, God has gave a bracha to Abraham, Bekol, gave to Yitzchak, Mikol, gave to Yaakov, Kol, and when Yaakov became Israel and brought Yosef to Eretz Israel, it became Hakol. So, Hakol b'chokhmah asita. So, where is this Hakol? Is with Yosef HaTzadik.
I thought it was Yaakov.
But it's Ele told Yaakov Yosef. No, Yaakov started it. Without Yosef, that would not be completed. Yosef was the completion. If Yosef wasn't there, the tzaddik wasn't there, they couldn't go to Egypt, they couldn't go receive to do the opening of the sea, they couldn't get the Torah. It is the concept of Yosef, HaTzaddik, that was able to put all those together. But this we study. This we study further. Be patient. Right now we have to understand what this Bina of Atzilut is doing. So, what I like to go and look, read, is Or Pinimi, page Kuf Tet Zain, Or Pinimi, section Nun. Toda Rabba Lecha. Okay, section נו. כמו שנתבהר ליל בבינה דאצילות, שהזיווק הנעשה במסך דבחינת בית, לצורך בריאה, there was a זיווק, there got to be a זיווק. Yes, the light goes through בינה אף אצילות, goes to the רמפין אף אצילות, מרחות אף אצילות. But nothing has gone to the Briah of Atzilut. So what? How this Briah of Atzilut gets really? How this Briah gets created by Bina of Atzilut? He says it comes to the moment that after it goes through the Rampin ve Malchut of Atzilut, what Bina is going to say? Olam Atzilut.
Right.
Okay, it goes to the Malchut of Atzilut.
Okay.
Just for a second, let's say the light goes to Malchut of Atzilut. Now what Bina does? Now she has a Zivuk Daka with the light. Because she did not interfere, the light of Chokhmah, the one that we said Hakol b'Chokhmah Asita, to go through Bina. For purpose of who? Zerampin v'Malchut. After Zerampin and Malchut, what did she do? What avyut she has now?
You mean when we are in Atzilut or when we are
in Atzilut?
We said that it's avyut gimel.
Bet. It's
well, I know.
Bet.
I make the same mistake.
Just relax. Right. That's it. Bet. Now, after she led the light of Chokhmah to go through to Zerampin and Malchut, she says, okay, now let's have a Zivuk Daka. That means create an Or Chozer. Why? Because now I want to create a follow-up called Olam Briya. She let the Or Chokhmah go to Zerampin of Atzilut and Malchut of Atzilut. But in order for herself, after they receive the light, she says, okay, now I want to capture a light, the Or Chozer, in order to go and expand and create Olam Briya. Who say this? Bina. So, let's go here. Letzorech Briya. ואור חוזר עולה ומלביש עד בינה. Since it is בחינת בית, So the Or Chozer of Bina goes and reaches up till Bina. ועל כל זה לא נעשה זה להפסיק על האור החוכמה כלפי זה רמפין דאצילות הנמצא לאחרי הבינה ההיא. That means Bina did not stop the light of the חוכמה to continue to go to זה רמפין and מלכות of אצילות. קופטט זין, אור פנימי, second column. Right here. Yeah. ונתבאה. Let's clarify. Shehu mitam shehamasach hameshamesh mimata lemala eino molich ala or chozer ha'ole al yado shum gvul chadash va'aviyut klal lemekablim mimenu. When you create an or chozer, you essentially don't affect the light that you receive. What you do? You only create a vessel to hold on to the light. To hold on to the light. You are not affecting it. You are capturing that light. You are capturing of Bichinat Bet. But you are not affecting anything that light that you have captured. ואף על פי שגם זה רמפין האצילות מקבל מכוח אור חוזר זה ממש, אינו מתמעט בסיבתו שלא יכול להמשיך אור החוכמה. Now, that is true, it says, that Bina captures this light of Bichinat Bet, Bina of Atzilut, who has a Masach of Bichinat Bet. But in reality, Zerampin v'Malchut of Atzilut that are below her, that is true that they receive from Or Chozer of Bina, now that she is making an Or Chozer, but she does not affect the quality of this Or Chochmah when she turns around and allows giving it to Zerampin v'Malchut of Atzilut. Of Atzilut.
How is it that it's not diminishing the light? Because it should.
Why now, what she has added is an Or Chozer.
Right.
But the Or Chozer doesn't affect the quality of the light. Or Chozer does not create, yes, there is no more Aviyut of Bet, but what she captured, it's captured is Chochmah completely. Now, yes. Bravo, it cannot affect the light. And here, the Rav is explaining that the Or Chozer doesn't affect the light. The light, it is what it is, what you capture. If your aviyut is bichinat bet, you capture the light of bina. If your aviyut is gimel, you capture chokhmah. Now, however, we said that the bina ma'avira derech chalon v'nekevtza. What is chalon v'nekevtza? In reality, it's a masach. Chalon is a type of a masach. Nekev Tzar is
another type
of a masach, right? Now, the chalon, when we say chalon, who puts this chalon on Zerampin? Bina. Who puts Nekev Tzar on a malchut? Bina. Bina is the one. But the quality of the light doesn't change. Still, it is chokhmah. That means totality of Atzilut receives this Chokhmah, but with different Masachim. Now we understand, we're going to understand what is the different Masachim. What is the Masach of the Chalon? Aviyut of Aleph. It cannot be more than that. It's Aviyut of Aleph. That means when you do Zivuk of Bichinat Aleph, you get the light of Chokhmah Derech Chalon. It's as simple as that it means. It's that you receive the light of Chokhmah, but derech chalon. When you do the Zivuk Daka of Bichinat Aleph. But let me go through this. It becomes simpler. We have to come back. We are going to review this so many times till we understand this system, that how really what light works. And at the end, you will understand how it works really within yourself. And then you realize it, that, oh, this is what's really happening within me. And you recognize that's correct. Now, כי בחינת קבלת בכוח מסך שמלמטה ממדרגה מכונה רק חלון ונקב. A מסך that is working from below to above is called one מסך, a new type called חלון and another type called נקב. אבל אינו מגביל ואינו סותם כלום. But this doesn't really reduces the light at all. Not at all. The quality is still the same quality. Nothing has changed. וכאן תשקיל בכל מסכים שבכל הקומות, מקומות, אשר הגבולים הנעשים תמיד בסיבת מסכים, הנה הגבולים הם אינם ניכרים כלום זולד למקבלים שלמטה ממסך. In reality, what he says, wherever there is a or חוזר, the or חוזר doesn't affect the light that is above it, all the sephirot that is above it. It captures the light. It goes from below to above. It captures the light, doesn't change the light. This only affects the people that are below it, not above it. אבל לא כלום למקבלים שממעלה למציאות המסך. וזה שהרב אשר אף על פי שחזר האור להתלבש בזה רמפין של הבריאה, that is true that there was a or חוזר. First, Bina has to receive and make Or Chozer in order to capture light, in order to come and give to the Olam Bria. And when it gives to the Olam Bria, we said Bina of Olam Bria gets the light and Ma'aviret leZerampin, and Zerampin of Bria now is holding the Aviyut of Aleph. Bina of Atzilut was holding the Aviyut of Bet. Chokhmah of Atzilut was holding a Aviyut of Gimel. Zerampin of a Birya is holding a Aviyut of Aleph. Why? Because Bina of Atzilut goes to Keter, Chokhmah, and Bina of Birya, and Bina of Birya allows the light to go to Zerampin of Birya. Now Zerampin of Birya has an aviyut in order and purpose to create an olam called Yetzira. Let's read this. וזה שהרב אשר אף על פי שחזר האור להתלבש בזרמפין של הבריאה ועושה זיווק דקה במסך בבחינת א', שאור חוזה זה יש לו קומה זרמפין, והנה אף על פי שגם מלכות הבריאה מקבלת מאור חוזר זה, ממש מתוך שמסך זה הוא משמש מבחינת ממטה למעלה, אינו מגביל כלום את המלכות דבריאה שלא תוכל להמשיך לאור הבינה, כי אין זה רמפין מפסיקה לה למלכות הבריאה במסך שלו הנמצא ממטה למעלה. Again, between Bina of Birya, exactly like Atzilut, Bina of Birya and Zerampin of Malchut, she just Mavira, she Mavira to Zerampin. Now Zerampin has an aviyut, so Zerampin has an opportunity now Zerampin to make a Or Chozer. First, Chochmah made Or Chozer, then Bina made Or Chozer in Atzilut. Now there is a Zerampin that wants to make Or Chozer in Birya for purpose of creating Olam Yetzira, and he creates Or Chozer, but he does not affect the quality of the light that's going to go through him to Malchut of Birya. Again, all this will make better sense in few minutes. Samech. Samech, it says, Bepratut yetzira minea ubeya. Now really this is the key opener. He said, minea ubeya. What is minea ubeya? What are you talking about? Or chozer going, continuing, or chozer creating, or chozer affecting, or chozer requires, because everything after the end of, after the kav came in, requires or chozer. There is a four avyut to go through. And through four avyut, he's going to create four olamot. Olam atzilut, briya, yatira, asiya. Each. But we know that the light of each olam is created in an olam above it. Now, and we will understand this. It says the concept of minauba. Look at yourself. What is the first thing that ignites you to move? That's the cause of it. In order to ignite, to satisfy your pleasure. It's first thought. First you think. Sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. So techila is a machshava. Machshava is in your head. You get an idea. What do you do with an idea? The head has 10 sefirot. Why? Chokhma bina da'at. And 7 holes. 10 sefirot. Complete. Head is complete on his own. Where Or Chozer gets created? Only in the head. What it means? That means it goes through 10 sefirot till it comes to its malchut, which is Peh. And then you say, wait a minute. That wait a minute creates what? Or Chozer. The body doesn't create Or Chozer. The body creates Libushim. The mind creates Or Chozer. Now, when a mind really digested the thought, I'm talking a perfect situation, and took his time and understood something. That means put his all his knowledge, all his wisdom together and understood something. Now it's a Bina. What do you think it's going to do? Mina Uba. That means we said that the Malchut cannot receive light. Correct? What is the purpose of Malchut of each 10 Sefirot?
To continue.
That means to expand the light. Allow the light to continue because light cannot stand.
Right.
Now, Malchut cannot receive a light. So therefore, if Malchut makes this Masach that is on the Malchut, creates a Or Chozer, is for purpose of capturing light in order to lehitrachev, to expand the vessel. Because in the mind, the vessel is not gamur. It's a libush. You created Or Chozer. You captured. But it's not gamur. It's not complete. So what you have to do, you have to do mina uba. What do you do mina uba? You take it from the malchut. Malchut doesn't receive it. It doesn't come out of the mouth. If it comes out of the mouth, what it means? That means Malchut received. She does Mina Uba, to go down, in order to complete a Libush. It goes down to where? It goes down to your heart. And your heart goes to all your body. And all your body is going to participate to take that thought that was captured, originally was Eser Sefirot, captured, gave it to the body, to the heart, to put emotion into it, to fix it up and complete it with a complete Libush. Because your hand has Maaseh, your legs can go and do and complete the thought. So in reality, the goof, it completes the libush of what you have created in your mind.
So when it's in heart, you are already in Olam Yetzirah.
This concept of coming from Malchut of Rosh, in order to continue, to make a Mina Uba, that means it's from the Malchut of, from one Malchut, expansion, to go down, to expand, is called concept of Minauba. The whole creation, what happened? Do you remember that we said every zivug is done at the Peh? So what Peh does, Peh is a second by closing it, Satum, making Tzimtzum, you create Or Chozer. And by creating Or Chozer, you are capturing an idea, a thought, a machshava. Now that machshava, you already created the libush, the first libush. That's Olam Atzilut. When you come to the Bina of Atzilut, you have come to your Bina of your thought. That's called Bina of Atzilut, because Machshava is Atzilut. That's the closest you can get to Hashem. Now you create Or Chozer. You create Or Chozer. You capture a light, but it's not Gamur. You have now to make a Minauba. If you eat, is your mouth already ate? Receive the food. Is it enough? No, it's not enough. You have to make it Minauba to bring it down, to digest it, to put it all through, to convert it to feed the whole body. So an idea comes to your mind. You capture the idea, that's by Or Chozer. And if you react immediately, therefore, because it is not Gamur, it's not a good result. If you react immediately to your idea by without digesting it first, that means to make a Minauba, you have not caused a complete Libush Gamur, and it causes breakage. Now, what it says here...
If you don't do this, it causes the short circuit.
Exactly. Now, what Bina did, Bina came and she had the Aviyut of Bet. So, where in the mouth of Bina? Because that's the Masach where it is, the Aviyut of Bet. She first allows the light to go through Zerampin v'Malchut derech Chalon v'Nekev Tzar, though. Derech Chalon v'Nekev Tzar. What is Chalon v'Nekev Tzar? This is derech Chalon. When it goes down, it's going to be Nekev Tzar until it comes to Malchut. So every time a Sefira that has a Aviyut makes a Or Chozer, it only creates a head. And the head has to make a Minauba and create a body. And then the body reaches its Malchut. The Malchut has an Aviyut, that's body's Aviyut. If the Malchut of Bet is here, what is the end of the body's Malchut Aviyut? Aleph. Aleph makes a Or Chozer. And when Aleph finishes, what makes Shoresh, Asiya makes a Or Chozer, now you have a Libush Gamur. For purpose of what? To continue and expand the Malchut. This Malchut that originally started in your head, went to your body and created the Libush Shalem. Now, let's read this section.
You said the Nekev Tzar is your body and the Chalon, you put your hands on your throat, but you didn't explain what do you mean by that.
But right now, go from the mouth down. It's called Minauba. That means the head is created. Now we go to the body, to create the body. The body is the Livush Shalem, to the idea. When you digest your thought, that's when you have created the Livush Shalem. That's why you have created a complete, you completed the thought, the action. You brought everything and now it's complete. Of course.
We have them in our body.
A woman, Nukva, is considered Nekev Tzar, and the man is considered to be Derech Chalon, Zerampin.
But the woman and man, they should both have this two aspects to it. Right?
They get, initially, the man and the woman get Chochmah. Zerampin of Atzilut and Malchut of Atzilut, they get directly Or Chochmah. That's the time that we say moon and the sun, they got all their own light. Malchut received and Zerampin received the light straight from Chochmah. No problem. But after that, Bina came and put what? Restriction. Put, says, no, from now on, there is no more Or and Sof, and I'm going to make a difference. First day of creation, there was a light. Then God has ganuz the light. And then there came the light of the sun and the moon.
Right.
Again, changes.
Right.
Who changed this change of Or ganuz? Bina, which is the Bria, which is Elohim, the creation, the creator, the mother nature. No.
So can you say halom is the aspect of gadlut and the nekefsar is aspect of
No, not at all. We are not close at all.
There
we are not there at all. How many sefirot Zera and Pinhas?
10.
How many ketzavot has? It has only six.
Six.
It has supposed to have 10, but it has six. Four of them are missing. Mm-hmm. It is supposed to have 10.
Right.
But it has only six. Has chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod. That's it.
Right.
Okay? And malchut, does it have a light?
It's not allowed to receive.
Never, choshech.
Right.
It's not. Now, in order for you to be at ease, when you say kli, you are talking sefirot. Sefirot means kli. Lights are the numerical value. Lights are numerical value. That means, if you go from the top, Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, that's the Kili. Mm-hmm. Now, the light, the lowest light is Nefesh, mm-hmm. is Malchut, Choshech, mm-hmm. zero. How many numbers you got?
What do you mean, how many numbers?
How many numbers you got? I mean, how many numbers you got in order to write all the numbers in the world?
10.
From 0 to 9, not from 9 to 10, from 0 to 9. That's why Malchut is 0, no light, Choshech. Zerampin, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then you have Bina, then you have Chochmah, then you have Keter. So there are only 9 lights, 1 Choshech and 10 Sefirot. Always, always. Where is the light of Chochmah goes? When the light enters to the vessel, which light enters first?
Nefesh.
Which is?
Which is?
Zero.
Okay.
Choshech.
Okay.
Which vessel comes first?
Keter.
Keter.
The highest.
So the highest vessel comes first. And the lowest light comes first. That's why when the baby comes, she has all her mind functioning, but she has the light of Nefesh. She doesn't know how to move her legs, how to stand, how to use her hand, not to use anything. She only has a head, Keter, and she has Nefesh into it. She grows up with Nefesh, 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 till age of Bar Mitzvah, then the Ruach kicks in. The second light kicks in. Now the light of Nefesh comes to Chochmah, and light of Ruach goes to Keter. Light of Ruach goes to Keter. That's why the mind is, when you are age of 13, you are in the air. But the Chochmah is all Nefesh, and that's the time that is adolescence, and you really all the time you find the wisdom how to satisfy the pleasure. Now you go up, 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 up till age of 20. That supposedly your Ruach has to start getting a control of your body. When Neshama comes in, where the Nefesh goes? Nefesh goes to Zerampin. Ruach goes to Bina, and Neshama comes to Keter Chochmah. Always remember, the seder of the lights to come into the vessel is Hafuch. The seder is Hafuch. Now let's go back here to study this. The concept of Chalom only says is the concept of a Masach that is from below to above.
I understand that there are type of Masachim
that has a Aviyut of Aleph, and it makes a Mina Uba. It says it's Bepratut Yetzira Mina Ubeya. That means Yetzira was created by aspect of Mina Ubea of Zerampin of Bria. Olam Yetzira was created. Olam Yetzira was created by concept of Mina Ube of Zerampin of Bria. That means she captured the light, Zerampin of Bria, captured the life in her head, in his head, and then made the Minauba, and the goof of this Minauba is Olam Yetzira. Asiya makes a Zivug Daka. What Zivug Daka? How Asiya gets created? Malchut of Zerampin. Malchut of Zerampin. Nukva of Zerampin. That receives through Nekev Tzar, through a hole, she makes a Zivug Daka of Shoresh, of Shoresh, we understand what Shoresh is, and Mina Uba in order to create the Libush and creates Olam Asiya. How was Bina, Olam Bria was created? Bina of Atzilut makes a Zivug Daka on Bet, captures a head, and then makes Mina Uba to create a Olam Bria. Now you tell me again. How do we, how Olam Atzilut gets created? One of you try. And Keter is Orensov. Mitlabesh belibush, he said libush of Or Chochma, and what this Chochma we call? What's the name of this Chochma? This is the Chochma that we say Hakol beChochma Asita. That means this Chochma goes all the way till Malchut of Atzilut. Now, what happens in this Bina? Chochma did his job. Chochma was a Mava. Didn't do nothing. Just captured the light the way it was forced on him, Gimel, and passed it to the Bina. And Bina, what Bina said? He said, you can go through me a Mava, but there a Chalon v'Nekev Tzar. Chalon for Zerampin of Atzilut, and Nekev Tzar for a Malchut of Atzilut. That means she indicated what type of a masach, gvul, to be for Atzilut, for Zerampin, and what kind of a gvul to be Malchut. Okay? And after this is done, what masach does, what Bina of Atzilut does, makes a Zivug Daka from the text, Zivug Daka of Bina, captures the light of Bichinat Bet, makes a Mina Uba, creates Olam Bria. So the head of the Olam Bria is what? Who is the Shoresh? Who is the head? Who captured the light in order to create an Olam called Bria? Bina of Atzilut. Bina of Atzilut. Okay? So Bina of Atzilut, and then she took from Chitzoniut, we study, of Kli of Bina, of Atzilut, and put a Masach between Bria and Atzilut, so the Or Keter, that was Hitlabesh B'Chochma, and went through to Zerampin of Atzilut, and Malchut of Atzilut not to continue. Which light only to continue? The one that she captured in her own head. To continue to create Bria. And Bria is goes to the Keter, Chochma, because Keter, Chochma are Ganuz inside the Bina, goes to the Bina of Bria. Now, Bina of Bria passes the light the same way as the Bina of Atzilut, we said, to Zerampin v'Malchut of Bria. Now, Bina of Bria, Bina of Bria, what of you? He has, she has.
I know if I
Bet was in Binah Atzilut.
Right.
She captured the Bet and gave it to Binah. Now is Aleph. She has to make a Or Chozer in her head in order to give to whom? I'm sorry, Zerampin now. Bina Mavir to Zerampin. Zerampin has now a view of Aleph, creates a Or Chozer in order to create a Olam called Yetzirah. After this is done, Malchut of Zerampin captured Shoresh in order to make a body called Olam Asiya. Exactly. That's why head gets created first.
So it's a process that Bina puts in place.
And the head decides in order to ligmor, to make a complete libush, it requires a body. So did Bina of Atzilut. Decided in order to complete the idea of the Machshava, it requires a Bria. Now, what was the cause of breakage, if you want to know now, is that God had to create, right now there were lights of Akudim, that means there were light of Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, there were the lights, but they were all in a Kli Echad. They were in one Kli called Keter. Everything was in the seed, there was the root, the branch, the trunk, the fruit, everything was in the seed. So it was Kli Echad. Now God wanted to create Kli for each one. Kli for Keter, Kli for Chochmah, Kli for Bina, Kli for Chesed, Kli for Gevurah. Not to have 10 light in one Kli, but to have 10 Kli and 10 lights. So he had to create Nekudot. He has to create 10 Kelim. What happens? That Chesed had to receive how many lights in order to pass on the light? No, Chesed is the number 7. So she had to receive her light and 6 other light too. And Chesed said, I cannot handle it, and broke because he didn't have anything to power of holding Gevurah. Chesed was created only to hold on to the light of Chesed, not to hold on to the light of Gevurah, Antiferet, Annetzach, Va'od, Ve'yesod, Ve'malchut. Couldn't handle it. So broke. So did Gevurah broke, because Gevurah couldn't handle it too, the lights that come after her. They were created only to hold on to one light, one specific light. That's why those broke. That was the Kli, it says, Da'at and Tevunah says the Kli of Da'at was broke because it could not hold on to the information, could not hold on to the light. And the first 3 ones, they became bitul. They became total bitul. We come to that. We haven't studied yet. They became bitul. Not that they broke. They are there. The vessels are there. But the light went out of them and went back to the shoresh, to Olam HaKudim. What remains is the Kli of Chochmah Bina Da'at remained. But the Zayin Tachtonim Chesed Gevurah Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod Vemalchud, Sheva Malachim, they died.
So, Malame, this looks like exactly what we say that the concept of process came about.
Exactly. If it wasn't this Shevirah, It was, what is, what Shevira is not to make a kli of knock, kli that can handle the light. It breaks. If it cannot handle the light, it breaks. What did we talk on Tuesday? Is that how to make a complete kli? What is a complete kli? The complete kli, again, is that distance between the numerical value of 0 to 9. There is a 9 lights that you have to bring. What are those 9 lights that we explain? The first one is Chokhmah. Chokhmah is Bitu. Second light is Bina, is Simcha. The third light after that, the first one is Bitul. Remember, Chokhmah is Bitul. Then Simcha. Then Yichud. That is the third one. The fourth one is Ahavat Hashem. Fifth one, Yerat Hashem. Sixth one is Rachum. Seven is Bitachon. Nine is Temimut. Yesod is Emet and Shaflut. Shaflut means zero. Nothing. Shafel. Now what is Shafel in reality? Because if you are Shafel, you are a Kli. If you are, what is humble?
Humility.
When you are Hachna'a. What is Hachna'a? Is when you are capable to subordinate. If you don't subordinate, you cannot be a Kli. You are not a Kli, Nachon. If you are kicked in the butt and you feel bad and you really sick and you lack of money and lack of pressure of a life and you say, God, I am a vessel, please give me. That's not hachna. This is not hachna. This is not humbleness. But if you are powerful and you subordinate, then you have a kli. Otherwise, you don't have a kli. Now, when you become subordinate, how many distances you have to go up? 9. 9 lights you have to bring in order to be kli complete. That means to bring izun. What is izun? Balance between bitachon, temimut, rachamim, ahavat Hashem, yerat Hashem, yichut Hashem, simcha vebitul. And until you don't bring these 9 lights in, that 9 lights, if it is not in, if this not, there is no izun, the kli is not complete. So right now we are reading, yes, this Bina of Atzilut made Mina Uba, we created the whole olam called Briah. Can I do that too? Just make a Or Chozer level of Bina and create a whole olam Briah. Essentially, I am creating my own world. Aren't we? Don't you create your world? Don't you create your world? Don't you create your world? Now tell me, do your vessels break? Of course. You're continuously breaking. Continuously breaking. What is Etzedah Atovara? What Adam did sin that God threw him out of the Gan Eden? Because he made Shevirat Keilim. He didn't have a clean achon. Told him, don't touch this. If you, what happened to 7 malachim in Canaan? They died. They said they died. They went through Mavet. And God told Adam what? If you eat from Etzeda'a Tovera at the wrong time, what's going to happen? You're going to have Mavet. You're going to die. You're going to have Shevirat Keilim. We die? Yes, because we do call Shevirat Keilim. We don't create a kli nachon, a kli nachon. And what is a kli nachon? When you create a or chozer to the koma, correct koma. And you bring it to the libush gamur. Because the idea is not only to think. Atzilut could have done the job in the thought level. Because Atzilut was completed, Atzilut came to clarify, to correct olam tohu vevohu. So is in the idea, in the thought, is not enough? Hashem said no. Bina Atzilut said no, that's not going to cut it. So what we have to do, Bina Atzilut made a Mina Uba in order to bring about a complete libush called olam bria. And so did Zerampin of Bria. Made a libush not Gamur, in order to create Olam Yetzirah, in order to provide Briah with the formation. And so did Olam Asiyah, in order to complete all the Libushim, in order to satisfy Binah of who? Binah of Atzilut.
So the tool to make the correct vessel is the Binah.
Right. Now, when Binah of Atzilut made the Binah Uba, made the Binah Uba to whom?
To Briah, to make the Briah.
If she jumped out after Atzilut, what about the Zerampin and Malchut of Atzilut? So when she created Or Chozer, the light of the Chokhmah that Zerampin and Malchut of Atzilut were supposed to receive, received from her, including her own Or Chozer. Zerampin v'malchut of Olam Atzilut, because if she made the Minah Uba, she has to turn around and give it to Zerampin v'malchut. Because who is going to create the Olam Briah? Bina of Atzilut or Malchut of Atzilut? And what is the Malchut of Atzilut is doing? And why she is you calling her Malchut? Bina of Atzilut is the understanding of the idea. She puts the Gvulim, she puts the Masachim, but the expansion always done by who? By the Malchut. Bravo! What do you do on Rosh Hashanah? What is this that you in Rosh Hashanah you are doing really? Right here. Expansion of, that's why Chachamim called Beit Chadash. You are creating a Beit Chadash. What is Beit Haz? Gvulim. Can you create a Beit with no Gvul? Yes. You create a Beit with a lot of Gvulim and Chalonot and Chorim and all whatever is necessary. And even extending outside, you go to a yard and yard you put Gvul too. So, who puts Gvulim? The Bina, understanding of the Beit. Who makes the Beit? Who makes your Beit? Your Rosh, your Machshava. That's all what is happening here. That is only what it says here. Because first, you want to make a Gvul. You are an architect. You are drawing. It's a drawing. Is it complete? Is it the house? But you are creating. You are literally creating something that doesn't exist. From where? From your machshava. Correct? You set all the gvulim, but you are not building it. What do you need? You need a kablan, a contractor, to come and form all this idea for you to bring it to some kind of a realization, to put everything together. And then Olam Asiyah to do the work. And when Olam Formation, which is the Kablan, and all the workers, which is Olam Asiyah, they do the work, your Machshava is completed. The idea of Binaf Atzilut gets completed when the Malchut of Atzilut finishes its work. Because it goes a straight line. So Bina cannot jump over Zerampin and Malchut of Atzilut and go and say, look, I'm going to create the Briah, I'll talk to you later. No, she makes the Or Chozer, she facilitates all the Gvulim, she sets all the Masachim, she says, you are Derech Halon, you are this, you are this. Then she makes a Mina Uba and gives it to whom? To Olam, to Zerampin and Malchut of Atzilut. Malchut of Atzilut, Baram is going to create the Olam Briah, and then Zerampin of Olam Briah is going to create Olam Yetzirah, and Malchut of Yetzirah going to create Olam Asiyah, and all with Mina Uba. What is that Mina Uba? That first you capture the light in the Rosh, and then from the Rosh you convert and you create the body.
No,
Chalon means
when you have
No, right. Chalon means that there is a or chuzer from Mata Lemala of Avyut Aleph that after that has to make a Mina Uba. Nekevtza is the same thing. Receives the light, derechor receives light, there a hole, receives the light, and then she makes a Mina Uba and expands. We're going to read this. If you can review it, please. It's very important because you're going to see the structure of your own thought, the structure of the humanity, a structure of the consciousness, a structure of everything is made like this. It starts, and that's why the next page, it says the whole thing is the Shem Hovaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud is Olam Atzilut, Hei is Olam Bria, Vav Olam Yetzira, Hei, and how these all connect together. One causes the other by through the action and reaction and libushi. שיהיה לכם שבת שלום. והינו אדוני אלוהינו עלינו מעשי ידינו, קונה עלינו מעשי ידינו, קונה.